It's time now for StoryCorps Griot. Each Tuesday, we bring you a story from this project that's recording Black Americans across the country. Today, a story from the South Side of Chicago. That's where Joseph Howard Haley, an assistant principal, founded the Jackie Robinson West Little League in 1971. There was only one team that first year, but today, Jackie Robinson West is a community institution with more than 600 kids playing on 39 teams. Joseph Haley's sons, William and Glenn, recently came to StoryCorps to remember their father's legacy.
I could still hear him hollering, coaching, when the kids would just be running over the field. And every kid through the league, no matter if he cut them from the all-star team or if he suspended them from school, they respected him because he was a man of his word, and they knew he cared truly about them as a person.
Dad has been passed 2 years now. Like I say, it is a bit of a time of transition. One day, a parent came to the park, and she wanted to speak to Mr. Haley. I didn't really know what to say, because immediately I said, well, maybe she didn't know my father had passed away. I'm trying to think, how can I redirect her? And one of the guys with me said, she wants to talk to you. Right. She, you know, it was just so strange. And the challenge for us is that we have to kind of walk in that same path.
Because some things I try to model from him.
What would you try to model?
The kids knew. Mm-hmm. He loved them.
Yep.
If the kids don't believe that you care, you can't teach them because you can't even reach them. Being I'm a Chicago public school teacher, I have several students from my school who played in Jackie Robinson West Little League.
And one of his students, this is probably one of the best players in the league, quit baseball in April.
So one day I just pulled him to the side and said, what's going on? Why are you not coming? He said, I don't want to play this year. And I couldn't understand it because he's been on my team probably since he was six.
Mm-hmm. And he was surrounded by some negative influence.
He had gotten into a little trouble at school, and they sent him to me. So I said, I don't believe my father would allow you to walk away from this game. And I said, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to sit you in the bench. If you don't play, you're just going to sit in that bench. You're going to come to the games. You're going to sit. You're going to be in the park for 3 hours. We did that probably twice. And the next time I looked up, he picked up a ball. He might have swung a bat, but he never came on the field. So I knew it was a matter of time. And like I said, maybe the fifth time he came out and he had his glove, still his just regular shoes, no gym shoes. And then he called me one Saturday morning and said, the team practicing today. And I said, yes. He said, will you come pick me up? I said, yes. And the rest is history. He's batting cleanup on my 12-year all-star team now. It's like he's hadn't missed the beat.
So if the league didn't do anything else this year, if we didn't win a game, if we didn't travel, if those things didn't happen, that just this story alone.
Right. My father and his vision, what the league was set up for, worked.
William and Glenn Haley in Chicago. Five players who started in Jackie Robinson West went on to play in the major leagues, including Hall of Famer Kirby Puckett. The StoryCorps Griot booth is currently in Mississippi. All the Griot Initiative recordings are archived at the Library of Congress. A copy of each interview will also go to the National Museum of African American History and Culture in Washington, D.C. To find out how to record your interview and to hear more from StoryCorps Griot, go to nprnewsandnotes.org.
StoryCorps is sponsored by AT&T. Funding for StoryCorps Griot comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
That's our show for today. Thank you for sharing your time with us. To listen to the show or subscribe to our podcast, visit our website, nprnewsandnotes.org. No spaces, just nprnewsandnotes.org. To join the conversation or sign up for our newsletter, visit our blog at nprnewsandviews.org.